This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it happened just like I said it would happen, a little later than anticipated, but all of the conspiracy theorists saying that all of us conservatives and Trump and everybody were all taking part in this rumor mill fest to try to fundraise because there was no way that Trump would be indicted. Well, yet again, just check it off the box at this point. We are literally batting 1,000. Of, in quotations, conspiracy theories that have been proven correct. Yes, last night or early or late yesterday afternoon, it was brought down that Donald Trump will be officially indicted by the New York grand jury. This comes on the heels of all the rumors, and there's so many things to talk about in this case. We already talked about the fact that it has to do with hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels, which we've already discussed how I feel about that, right and wrong, and we've already discussed that I agree that it's wrong, etc. My thing is, if it's the hypocrisy of it all. But to show you how traumatized Stormy Daniels was, this is her tweet 13 hours ago in response to the Trump indictment. Thank you to everyone for your support and love. I have so many messages coming in that I can't respond. Also, I don't want to spill my champagne. Hashtag Team Stormy. Merch/autograph orders are pouring in too. Thank you for that as well, but allow a few extra days for shipment. Okay, so the person that is responsible for the indictment, well, the person that testified and helped in the responsibility for the indictment of a former president is surging in merchandise orders and, you know, autographed photos of her performing sexual acts in her porn videos. But I digress. Let's hear what the great district attorney Alvin Bragg has to say. Statement. This evening, we contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to a Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal. Guidance will be provided when arraignment date is selected. All right. Now, I put a tweet out the second this happened, and I basically said Ron DeSantis really only has one choice. He has to disavow this. He has to say that the state of Florida will not help. And I'm telling you, look, guys, you think I'm not connected. You think these people don't watch what I say. Within an hour, Ron DeSantis, who did not write this, by the way, one of his staffers did, because this is not Ron DeSantis's language. But either way, from his official account, said this: the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. Yet, now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. This was the only play that DeSantis had. If he had done anything but say this, I mean, people would have been at the governor's mansion. I mean, whether you like DeSantis or not, you know, this was the only play And so, you know, politically wise, whether he believes it or it's just the right political play, you got to give the credit where it's due there. That's the right thing to do. Inflation has consequences, guys, as the Fed raises interest rates to combat out-of-control government spending. Long-term bonds have diminished in value, crippling the banks. Depositors are holding their breath, and investors are bailing on bank stocks. Right now is time for diversification. Right now is to protect your family savings, your 401k, your IRA, with gold or precious metals. That's why you need to work with my friends over at Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k or simply your savings into precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Simply text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. That's it. That's all they want to do. They want to send you a free info kit. It's no cost to you, no commitment to you. What do you have to lose than to simply do what you need to do to find out the information that you need to protect your family in these uncertain times? Text Graham to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold today. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless five-star reviews, Birch Gold is who you can trust to protect your future. Go right now and text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 today. All right, let's read Donald Trump's statement here about this. It's kind of lengthy, but we're going to read it, okay? Here we go. So this is a statement by Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. This was sent out to, you know, everybody to distribute. So here we go. This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt, which it is, to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, Russia, Russia. The Mueller hoax. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax one. Impeachment hoax two. The illegal and unconstitutional raid at Mar-a-Lago. And now this. Non-biased opinion. Everything he just said there is correct. That's all true. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Now, to be truly just, you know, transparent on both sides here, along with the Stormy Daniels thing, they're also throwing in 34 counts of business fraud. Now, the only way that that can be turned into anything other than a misdemeanor is if they somehow can pair it with campaign finance misconduct, okay, in regards to the Stormy Daniels thing. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say that the Stormy Daniels payment was done through the campaign unlawfully, and he had campaign finance use misconduct. And then on top of that, they're going to try to tack these 34 counts on there, which would equal 35 counts. So to say completely innocent, I mean, I'm just being honest. There's no way anyone who is a multi-billionaire in business, none of y'all are completely innocent. You're just not. You didn't become billionaires in business because you did everything the right way and you didn't shortcut and you didn't bend the rules a little bit. I'm not naive. Let's not play stupid hour here on the show, but everyone does this. Again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying everyone does it. And if Trump was a Democrat, this would not be happening to Donald Trump. That's all I'm saying. Okay, back to his statement. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, true, including spying on my campaign, true, but weaponizing our judicial system to punish a political opponent who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president has never happened before, ever. This is also true. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, or Bragg, I don't know why I keep saying Brig. I guess Brig, JL, Brig, Bragg. Either way, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, also true, is a disgrace, also true. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, that's also true, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. I do too. We'll get into that in a minute. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw away every last one of these crooked Democrats out of the office so we can make America great again. Official statement by Donald Trump.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right. So we're going to talk about two things in this episode. We're going to talk about the political repercussions and what I think is going to happen in this. And then we're going to talk about the country ramifications of this. And that is the more serious part. So political. All right. Let's just be honest. For the Trump campaign, this is the greatest thing that could ever happen. All right. This is me being honest with you, because politically, this is not going to hurt Trump. The country as we know it, America as we know it, is gone. And it's time we're honest about that. In fact, that's going to be the title of this episode. America as we know it is gone, and it's time we're honest about that. Politically, this is great for Trump, okay? Politically, even people that don't like Trump have come out and said, this is insanity. This doesn't make any sense. You're making Trump out to be a martyr, and people that don't even like him are going to rally behind him in this, because this is the very definition of political persecution. Now, what has that done politically for the remainder of America? So politics in America have now changed for forever. What do I mean by that? Well, now, if you ever step into the ring of politics, you now just take on the inherited understanding that you can be criminally and federally prosecuted at the highest level for things that are done while you're in office, etc. That is completely different, because the precedent has been for the longest time, hey, presidents are kind of off limits. Congressmen, congresswomen are kind of off limits. If it's anything outside of, you know, rape, murder, you know, things like that, they're kind of off limits. Leave it alone. Things have to happen in politics, blah, 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 blah. We all know politics is dirty. Again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that that's just what happens. And why is it only Donald Trump? So now the precedent has been set. They're going to go after Joe Biden now, and they're going to go after every single member of Congress that ever does anything. We have weaponized the DOJ. We have weaponized the criminal justice system. We have weaponized law enforcement now to go after political opposition. Now, what does that mean? That means America has entered into third world country stuff immediately. This is what Hitler did. This is what Stalin did. This is what Fidel Castro, this is what all of them have done. This is what dictator, communist, socialist countries do. They go after their political opposition through the judicial system, through the law enforcement agencies. This is what they do. And America will never be the same after this moment. There is no going back. The line has been crossed. There is no going back. The political system as we know it is changed for forever. But let's talk about what actually happens with Donald Trump. Okay. So it will be interesting to see, because it's already been stated that Donald Trump is not going to fight it. He's going to show up in New York, because to be honest, it's not going to be a good look if they have to rip him out of Mar-a-Lago. It's a better look for Donald Trump to show up strong, to show up an innocent man at the place to accept whatever happens. Here's the tricky parts. Okay. The Secret Service is very tricky here. Okay. The Secret Service is attached to Donald Trump. He's a former president of the United States. So have Secret Service detail for the rest of his life. And the Secret Service in their rules of law, in their, you know, their orders and everything, they have jurisdiction to protect from any form of harm or any precarious situation, period, their person that they are protecting. So that means that the Secret Service is not going to leave Donald Trump's side. Okay. So what's going to happen here? How is this going to go down exactly? What is it exactly that they're hoping to achieve? Are they hoping to perp walk Donald Trump in handcuffs? Are they hoping to get the mugshot? Which, by the way, if they do get a mugshot of Donald Trump, you want to talk about fundraising. Donald Trump will make $500 million with a B, $500 million. You take that mugshot of him and you print it on a t-shirt and you black and white it out like Tupac, and his campaign will make $500 million. All you t-shirt companies, you do the same thing. You put that mugshot on a t-shirt and everybody, 100 million people in America will have that shirt. You're welcome. Free marketing advice for me. They want to mugshot him. And then what? You're going to put him in a jail cell until he can have a bail hearing? Okay. Okay, fine. All right. That doesn't do anything but help Trump politically, because he looks like a martyr. He is obviously being a victim of political persecution. But my question is, do you really understand the situation that you now put yourself in? Are you going to have Secret Service members in a jail cell protecting Donald Trump? Are you going to arrest the Secret Service members too? Then how about the guns? Because Secret Service, they're not going to give up their guns. No, they will not, because they do not have to listen to you. They're the Secret Service. They can take jurisdiction over whatever they deem fit to protect their asset. They are the Secret Service. And then it comes to the bail, right? Here is where I worry things could get really bad. All of this right now is political theater. All of this right now is going to help Donald Trump. And I believe the Democrats know that too. Okay? I think the Democrats want two things. We talked about this when this first came down. I believe, number one, they want absolute violence. They want riots. They want chaos. They want that, because if that happens, then they can label him as an insurrectionist, they can label him as a danger to society, and they can label all of us conservatives as terrorists in America. That's number one of what they want. Or number two, they want to make Trump the front runner because they believe they can beat Trump. They believe they can beat Trump, and that's why they want this to happen, because they know that this is going to help him in the polls. They know that. But here's the part that I get concerned about. Here's the part that I get worried about, is what happens if, because I have said it from the beginning, do not get violent. They're going to perp walk him. They're going to mugshot him. Let what's going to happen happen. Here's the part where I get nervous. What happens if, because we all just assume that Donald Trump is going to get the former president treatment, and this is all going to be peaceful stuff where they just talk about it in a back room somewhere and they figure it out. What if that doesn't happen? What if they legit throw Donald Trump in a jail cell and wait for his bail hearing? It could be a couple days, could be the next day. And then what if, with these 34 counts, and then they also have sealed the actual charges, right? Like the whole list of charges, and they won't be unsealed until he shows up. What if there are things in there that we don't know yet, true or false? Doesn't really matter. In fact, I loved Nancy Pelosi's tweet. Let me read this to you. You can't make this up. The grand jury has acted upon the facts and the law. No one is above the law, and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. This is from Nancy Pelosi. Let me read that one more time. No one is above the law, and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. We live in America, chick. You're innocent until proven guilty. In fact, it's the court's job to prove guilt, not the defendant's job to prove innocence. That's not how America works, but that's where we are. Back to my point of what really concerns me the most. What if, and I know a lot of people are like, Graham, that will never happen. Okay, well, a week ago, everybody said we were all conspiracy theorists because there's no way Donald Trump would ever be indicted. So at this point, respectfully, shut up. All right. You don't know what you're talking about. I know more of what I'm talking about than any of these so-called experts that are getting TV time. What if Donald Trump is not allowed bail? It just got silent in here, and it just got silent in your car too, because you know that I know that it is very possible of that happening. And that is what worries me the most, because if that happens, I don't think there's any stopping what comes after that. If Donald Trump is denied bail on just witch hunted charges that are misdemeanors at best. Again, I'm not negating that he did these things. I'm arguing the fact that there are a lot of people that have done horrific things that nothing has happened to them. Okay. That's what I'm arguing. Okay. For example, I mean, you know, just kind of off the top of my head here, let's look at Hunter Biden, not indicted. The big guy, or Joe Biden, not indicted. The Clintons, not indicted. Epstein's clients, you know, the list that still hasn't been made public, not indicted. Anthony Fauci, not indicted. DC insider traders, i.e. congressmen and women and senators, not indicted. Iraq war criminals, not indicted. COVID criminals, not indicted. BLM writers, not indicted. But Donald Trump, over hush money paid to a porn star and business fraud charges, which are all misdemeanors, indicted. What if they claim he's a flight risk? They claim he's a risk to society if he's allowed to have his phones and all this other kind of stuff because he can incite violence in the streets, etc. What if they deny Donald Trump bail? I think the unthinkable happens if that happens. You want to talk about the moment Donald Trump getting indicted and perped walk is not the moment. Donald Trump being denied bail is the moment where this country fractures right down the middle and there is no coming back from what happens next. I'm not going to, because I don't want to get kicked off of this platform, and this is even so it. This is even so dark to say that I can't even say it on here, but you know where I'm going with this. What terrifies me right now in the next coming days is what if they have one more hook up their sleeve, which is not only are we going to perp walk him, not only are we going to mugshot him, not only are we going to fingerprint him, not only are we going to throw him in a jail cell till his bail hearing can be had, we're not going to give him bail because no amount of money is undoable for Donald Trump. So Donald Trump's a billionaire, right? Like, what are you going to set the bail at? Billions of dollars? No, you can't do that because there are bail limits based on certain crimes. But if a person is deemed a threat or a risk of any kind, you can just deny bail. If they deny bail for Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if my words or the words of anybody else can prevent what happens next. And it will get ugly. And by ugly, I mean it will be the ugliest thing we've ever seen. And there's a part of me that thinks that's what they want. I mean, think about it. We live in a world where a transgender mental ill person, adult, in a religious hate crime, targeted and shot down and murdered children. But instead of standing with Christians and with the victims and their families, the White House, all of the news outlets are standing with the trans community and making the trans community the victims. Trans activists are storming state capitals all over the country, but they're not insurrectionists. No, they are a marginalized people that are just wanting to be heard. That's where we are. Now, let's get into the real facts of where we are as a nation now. America is gone. The America that you know, the America that I fought for, put the uniform on for, the America that I've been trying to save for the past 9 years, it's gone. It's not here anymore. It's a lie. It's a myth. It's an illusion. It's a fairy tale that we'll tell our great grandkids about the golden ages of America. There's no coming back from this. There's just not. There is no coming back from this, because I believe Donald Trump got 83 million votes. I believe it's more like in 100. I believe Donald Trump got 100 million votes. He got a third of the population. Okay. A third of the population. Now, with all of this, I believe he's probably at, you know, maybe closer to 40 to 50% of the population behind him, at least at this point. So you have a country that is literally as close to divided down the middle as you possibly can get. In a politically charged climate where you have one side that wants to maintain America's values as America has always been, and you have another side that wants to tear everything down and build it back in their own image, without God, without rules, without the truth, without any type of anything. If you can do whatever you want, however you want to do it. Oh, and if we don't like you, we'll just have you thrown in jail. There's no coming back from that, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reality. This is me talking to you honestly. And the Bible talks about all of this. I mean, this should not come as a shock to anyone, but I'm telling you where we actually are. There's no coming back from this. It is us versus them. Someone is going to win. And again, I'm not trying to incite anything. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to be honest. It is us versus them. And us, me, conservatives, etc., we did not do this. It was them that did it. They did this. They have expedited this. They have put America in this position. And there's no coming back. There's no middle ground here. That's the thing. Where's the middle ground in this? Where's the middle ground with this atrocity that happened against Christians, and yet nobody's saying anything about it? Also, pastors, where in the world are you? You still ain't here. That video I made has been seen by hundreds of thousands of people. I ain't had one pastor contact me, not one, because you're all cowards, every single one of you. The government's compromised. The media's compromised. Society's compromised. The church is compromised. The pastors are compromised. The churchgoers are cowards. The regular everyday Americans are cowards, and they just want to bury their heads in the sand and go about their own business. Where is the compromise? Where is the working anything out in any of that? Where is that math equation, that algorithm, where does that lead to a good scenario for America? And my question to you is this: where do we go from here? The precedent that has been set by this, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this a lot in the next coming weeks. I really do, guys. I pray that my worst fears do not happen. I pray that this is just a formalities. Come to New York. They're going to slap these ridiculous charges on you. They're all going to be misdemeanors. He doesn't end up in a jail cell. He's literally back in Florida that afternoon. I pray that's what happens, because it's still going to surge Donald Trump in the polls, et cetera. The Democrats get their little victory lap, I guess, or whatever. And then, you know, they're going to get what they want. They want Trump as the primary, or as the Republican pick in the general election. That's what they want, because they think they can beat him. I think that they're going to get that. I pray that's all it is. My biggest fear is that my biggest fear is actually more possible than you think. And the fact that these charges are sealed until he turns himself in, and then they will become unsealed because they have to let him know what they're charging him up, right? That is what concerns me a little bit. And for those of you who say it's not possible, just look around. Don't tell me anything's not possible now. It is fuel on a already blazing inferno of political, cultural, and societal divide within this country. And I don't know how we come back from it. And then on the spiritual side, the government is siding with the transgender LGBTQ community and not the Christian community. That is the truth. You can call it whatever you want. And I say this again, if your pastors do not address this Sunday, leave that church because you do not have a pastor. You have a motivational speaker up there on the pulpit. You do not have a warrior. You have a talking box for the purpose of money making in the tithing bucket for the church. The government's turned their back on the Christians community, and they have sided with the mentally disturbed evil community. So where do we go from here? That's a good question. Email me, Graham@DearAmericaMedia.com, and let me know your thoughts. All I can do is say pray for America right now, folks, because we need it. It's going to be a wild ride next week. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy it, because it very well could be the last weekend in an America that we recognize. God bless you guys. We'll see you all again next time.